of the remonstrants of the party that brought their complaints to the church is that there are various kinds of election, is what they wanted to teach. There's this general election unto faith, and in a sense, everyone is elected unto faith. And then there's this particular election that upon those who choose. In other words, and here's a summary as I was thinking about this, they're teaching that there is a particular election based on those who elect themselves. That's basically what they were teaching. If this is true in this teaching, then salvation is based upon personal perseverance or the worthiness of one's faith and obedience. In other words, election is based on man, not God. That's the argument that they're reaching. And I don't know about you, as you were reading that, for me, there's an anger was rising in as I was reading this, because the statement is, it's all about me. God is passive and is just responding to me. And he looks and he sees that in the very end, I'm going to persevere in the faith, and so then he chooses me. What about the Holy Spirit? Is the Holy Spirit just someone who runs alongside and helps us along? Or is he sovereign? Are we saved by grace, or are we saved by works? That's the bottom line. All one has to do, I believe, is sit down and read the book of Galatians. Go to the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and 2. Notice all the response there in our reading today. It's all Scripture. Romans and Acts and Ephesians and John and 1 John. And we could add more and more. It is the work of the Holy Spirit that grants us the ability for us to obey God. It is the work of the Spirit that is making us holy. The Holy Spirit is sanctifying us. Godliness is having that relationship with God. God is the initiator of the relationship. God is the sustainer of the relationship. Praise God for that. And God is the one who will complete that and hold that. It is God who perseveres. What is the danger of this kind of teaching? That there is this perseverance that is based upon me. Well, the first thing, what I hear, is pride. It leads to pride. Actually, it leads to self-glorification. Look at me. God chose me because he knew that I was going to persevere. It's all about me. It's my faith. It's my perseverance. As I hear those words, it breaks my heart. I already have to deal with pride, let alone taking in and saying it's all based on my choice, ultimately. But more importantly, it also denigrates the glory of God. It denigrates the work of Christ and of the Holy Spirit. For the Bible says that salvation is of the Lord. And Jonah had to learn that the hard way in the belly of the fish, didn't he? And that was his point where the Lord delivered him, when he realized, no, salvation is of the Lord. This is what David learned as he ran from Absalom, Psalm 3. Salvation is of the Lord. And so we proclaim and hold to what the Bible says, that I want to understand salvation from God's perspective first, and then understand my response to God in light of God's perspective and his sovereign grace. Amen? Amen.